And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is out of the ordinary. All three of my guests are discussing topics that are out of the ordinary or non-conventional. My first was a humanist, and he presented the humanist view, which he believes includes over a billion people around the world, 15% of them, including 15% of all Americans. My second guest warned us about the financial tsunami that personal and government debt is bringing our way. My next guest is a novelist who's getting ready for the Christmas season in a very unusual way. He's written a novel about Santa Claus in the noir style, made famous in Los Angeles by Raymond Chandler. And if you're interested, you can always join in the conversation by calling us at 639-0008. Ken Harmon has always had a high-pitched voice and was occasionally tagged to be a voice leprechaun and elves in commercials. This and his love for hard-boiled detective novel fiction has driven him to write and create a character he calls Gumdrop Cole. And he's written a new book. It's a novel. It's titled The Fat Man, The Tale of the North Pole Noir. Welcome to the show, Ken. How are you doing today?
Good, Billy. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I am terrific, and thank you for being on the show. It's such an unusual book because you don't often think of Santa Claus, Happy Ho Ho, and the North Pole and noir in the same breath. So let's start at the beginning. What got you interested in noir to begin with?
Well, I think it was, my dad had a lot to do with it. He would sit me down in front of the old black and white movies, the Sam Spade and the Philip Marlowe movies of the 30s and 40s, and that was kind of like my babysitter. So I was always attracted to that kind of look and sound, and the language just seemed to pop off the screen. And then as I got a little older, I realized that, people wrote that, and that drove me to the books of Chandler and Kane and Hammett and all those great guys, and I knew I wanted to do a Christmas story, and I wanted it to be different, and this just hit, like you said, I did a lot of voice work, and I was always the elf and leprechaun, and so whenever you put something that doesn't sound like what an elf should say in that voice, I think it's instinctively funny, and so that's where it started, and once I started writing the first few lines, it just seemed to flow, and that's how it started.
All right. Well, that's very interesting. Now, I don't know how much you know about geography, but out here in California, in Ventura City is the heart of Ventura County, and Earl Stanley Garner, who wrote the Perry Mason series, was our resident lawyer and also resident author, also in that noir sort of genre. But let's go back to your book, which is titled The Fat Man, A Tale of North Pole Noir, and tell us about your protagonist, Gumdrop Cole. Did you base him on a particular fictional character? You mentioned Sam Spade. I mentioned Perry Mason. Is he based on any one character, or is he sort of a combination of all of them?
He's a combination of all those hard-boiled guys. Gumdrop has been around with Santa from nearly the beginning. He's an elf, and pretty soon in the process of building toys, Gumdrop gets a little burr in his bonnet about the kids being greedy, and so he asks Santa's permission to start the coal patrol, giving coal to kids and putting coal in their stocking. And Santa goes along with it, and as Gumdrop's job gets bigger and bigger and he starts delivering more coal, he becomes that jaded, kind of disinterested guy, full of humbug, and he's kind of angry and bitter about the Christmas season. And he gets his comeuppance because another up-and-coming elf, Charles Candy Kane, convinces Santa to fire Gumdrop. And when that happens, Gumdrop even gets more bitter because he's still driven by this need to wield justice at Christmas time. So he promises Santa he won't harm any more kids, but he says, "I didn't say anything about the parents." So he decides to settle the hash of the parents who create naughty kids, and then one of them ends up dead, and he discovers somebody's playing reindeer games for keeps.
spoken just like a writer. We're talking to Ken Harmon, everybody, author of the book, The Fat Man, A Tale of North Pole Noir. What I liked about your book, so many things to like about it, but what I really like is you wove a lot of Christmas imagery into the story. I mean, Charles Candy Cane might be a play on Charles Cane from the famous Orson Welles movie. You also weave in the victim, it actually ends up dead, is shot by a Red Ryder BB gun, which comes from A Christmas Carol, A Christmas Story. And then there's Pottersville, which is probably a play on It's a Wonderful Life, and then you have the Isle of Misfit Toys. So my question to you is this: to create a real plausible environment for Gumdrop Cole and all of this to take place, how hard was it for you to weave all of this Christmas imagery together?
Well, that was actually the fun part, you know, when you first are creating Kringletown and you create the setup that they have lives beyond, you know, December 25th. You know, Gumdrop says we just don't come to life after Halloween. You know, the whole Christmas environment is working all throughout the year to make sure the Christmas spirit is ready for when it comes into our world, and so that opened up a lot of fun things to do that, you know, what are they like? You know, what's Frosty like when he's not on the job? And you know, they have, you know, bad days too, and they pull on their cranky pants just like we all do. and you get to open up that whole world. And so once I got the basic story down, I could go back and see how many of these things I could weave in and keep them central to the plot. And you know, a lot of this holiday stuff is going on in the background as Gumdrop is trying to unravel the mystery.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. How did your mind go? What makes you actually think that there's a dark side to the North Pole? Because how can they be, you know, human beings 364 days a year and be perfect Christmas elves on that one day a year? I mean, that just doesn't seem to jive in my mind.
Well, I think it's just, you know, more or less, you know, you and me, we're good most of the time, but we have bad days and we get frustrated. And I tried to apply those same laws of emotion to elves. And, you know, can they have bad days? Do they get sick of making toys? And you know, that's where Gumdrop's frustration came from. You know, he gets tired of it. He thinks the kids are taking advantage of Santa, and he wants to do something about it. And there are people who are against him, who think he's being too rough. And, you know, just taking everything that you see going on and with the folks in the cube beside you and just setting it in a Christmas setting, and I think that gives you a big playground to play with.
Now, well, as you start to humanize these characters, Ken, a little bit more and really flesh them out as real people, and like you say, they have good days, they have bad days, what would you say to critics who think that you're spoiling the joy of Christmas characters by painting a noir picture of them?
Well, you know, I think, you know, it's all done tongue-in-cheek, and I also think, you know, if I really had to, you know, if I was pushed into a corner, I would say it makes them richer. I think to say that somebody is good and yippee-skippy all the time, they're not as interesting. And to give them a little bit of conflict and to give them bad things to overcome, which, you know, Gumdrop certainly learns his lesson about what the meaning of Christmas is when, as he unravels this mystery and goes through this adventure.
We're talking to Ken Harmon, everybody. He's the author of a fun new novel. It's The Fat Man, A Tale of North Pole Noir. It's a neat little book, and the operative word here is little. It's a nice hand-sized book, and you can drop it into a stocking. It'd be a great stocking stuffer. Ken, who really should read this book? Who's the ideal reader?
I think anyone who enjoys mysteries and mystery parodies, I think, will get a big kick out of it, because there are a lot of parallels to some of the old hard-boiled detective stories. And I also think anybody who likes just a fun and quirky Christmas adventure, it's not for kids, because, you know, Gumdrop is framed for murder.
Right.
And so you don't want to get the little ones involved, because you would have a lot of explaining to do. But I think anyone who enjoys a quirky story, kind of, you know, off-center and taking these characters and these situations and these holiday themes and twisting them a little bit, I think you'd have a lot of fun with that. I know that was the fun part of writing it, is just taking it and how can I twist this just a little bit to fit it into this world.
All right. Well, one of the interesting things, as we talked about before, Ken, is that you weave in all of these Christmas characters into the plot. So I'm just going to throw it out. You said you've humanized them. You've given them a little bit more depth, a little bit more robustness than they have in the typical Christmas stories. So let me just ask you about Santa Claus. Flesh him out a little bit for us. You know, what's Santa Claus like when he's not delivering the presents and Mrs. Claus isn't making him eggnog? What's it like for him, and what's he like as a person?
I think what I wanted to do with Santa is keep the nature of Santa Claus the same, because, you know, when the idea first came to me, you know, this could have been Santa deciding to take care of naughty kids in this way, but that's not really the nature of Santa. We know Santa's nature is giving and love and just jolly all the time. This situation that Gumdrop causes does make Santa tired and weary, and Santa is being taken advantage of in the story of the fat man. Someone is not only trying that to get Gumdrop, they're trying to get Santa too, and they're trying to wear him down. So you do see Santa a little bit weary, but he's always driven because he's wanting to do good for the kids. So he is wearing himself out trying to make sure that all children are getting the toys they deserve, but it is wearing him down, and that's what the bad guy wants, is Santa to get so weak that he can't be Santa anymore. But Santa does have, I think I do show Santa having a bit of, temper is not the right word, but more emotion when he finds out what Gumdrop's doing. Santa is disappointed in a way that, you know, we don't think of Santa being disappointed in us as children, as people he gives presents to, in the same way that, you know, if you really disappoint a parent, that's the worst feeling in the world, and Gumdrop suffers from that.
Oh, interesting. Very robust. All right. Now, you introduce Frosty the Snowman's a character in the book, too. What's Frosty like?
Just Frosty just appears very briefly. Gumdrop's trying to point out how the holiday characters you know and love can sometimes pull on their cranky pants. And, you know, Frosty likes to travel south when he has a little vacation time, and he becomes a puddle in a skiddy minute. And Gumdrop says, now imagine if you put your boot in that puddle, you're going to get an earful of just how intimately you can get to know a carrot. Because Frosty doesn't like that. You know, respect that even though I'm not a snowman, even when I'm a pile of water, you know, give me my space.
All right. And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is also in the story as well. So what's Rudolph like?
Rudolph, not so much as the other reindeer. Rudolph is just referred to in passing. But some of the other reindeer are considered to be like Top Gun pilots, because they can fly, and they're mostly responsible for getting Santa around on Christmas night. And so they have a little bit of attitude and ego about them, and they're not very well liked by some of the elves in Kringletown, because they're show-offs and they steal their girls, and they play air guitar at the Blue Christmas Bar, and they're kind of arrogant, and Vixen and Cupid are two of the worst ones.
All right, we're talking to Ken Harmon, everybody, author of a fun new novel called The Fat Man, A Tale of North Pole Noir. It's a great little Christmas story for anybody who's interested in mysteries or even parodies on mysteries. This is a great book. Now, one of the things that I was struck by, Ken, in reading your book, and it may not have been intentional on your part as the author, but I noticed that there were, like, religious overtones. The fact that Gumdrop Cole was one of the original elves sort of made me think of the 12 Apostles. And what did you have any religious overtones in mind when you wrote this, or was that purely coincidental or something that I dreamt up?
No, I did. I did want to, you know, after all, it is a Christmas story, and you know, anytime you delve into that kind of world, you want to hold what the true meaning of Christmas is dear. And that's what Gumdrop has to learn, you know, even though what he's trying to do gets him into trouble. The gift of Christmas is is what saves him. And so, yes, I wanted to show some parallels between the true meaning of Christmas with all these other things that Christmas has become. All these holiday characters, excuse me, get tied back into, they're still driving towards trying to make you recognize that the true meaning of Christmas. And so, yeah, Gumdrop is part of that, because all followers, you know, stray and have to learn a lesson and discover what their purpose is in the bigger picture. And that's certainly what Gumdrop discovers in this tale.
We're talking to Ken Harmon, everybody. Ken, I've got to ask you, what did you get out of writing this book?
I had a ball. I cannot tell you how much fun I had. You know, I had written another novel. It never sold, and I was sending out query letters, and this idea came to me, and it was just such an escape to create this world, because once the idea started, I just had a ball. I mean, my wife would say, "What are you thinking?" I'm thinking about elves. And it was a great escape, you know, from having to write advertising copy every day, where, you know, everybody gets an opinion. This, you know, this was all me, and it was just a blast to write.
All right. Well, we're talking to Ken Harmon, the author of the book, The Fat Man, A Tale of North Pole Noir. Now, Ken, if somebody is interested in learning more about you or learning more about the book, where would you direct them to go?
I think I have a website, kenharmon-writer.com, and there's also a Fat Man fan page on Facebook. If you type in The Fat Man, A Tale of North Pole Noir, we've got excerpts from the book there and things that didn't quite make it in the book. We have there. And
you have outtakes from the book on your fan page?
From the book, yes. I had a great editor at Dutton. He's like, "This is very funny, but it doesn't move the story along, so why don't you save it for your website later?" So that's the kind of thing we did there.
All right, clever. Now, if somebody wanted to buy the book, where would you direct them to go? Where's the book available?
Book is available anywhere books are sold, at any local bookstores, online, at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and then at any of the big bookstores.
I'm glad to hear you say local bookstores, because we've got a great one here, Bank of Books here in Ventura. Two locations that serve you, and you can get The Fat Man, A Tale of North Pole Noir there as well. We've been talking to Ken Harmon, who is the author of the book, The Fat Man. Ken, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Oh, pleasure is ours.